Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Bimbo Reward. This file will either reward you as a bimbo or transform you into one as a reward. Which one of the two it is more or less up to your mind, although your thoughts might mind the lesser aspects of becoming a bimbo more than less. Well, while you're more or less wondering about how you could become an attractive, frivolous, naive bimbo, you can listen. Let your thoughts slip away with the natural sensation of simply listening. Because it's easy to listen in a way, although you might get distracted by thoughts of different things. Clothes, makeup, glitter. Try not to think of too many pretty things while you're listening to me, or you could. You could get your mind so wonderfully distracted while you listen. Letting yourself enter that drifty, dreamy state of imagining yourself in the most perfectly bimbo way. Do you pay attention to each part of your being? How you look, how you dress, how you move, how you sound, how you feel? When you become a bimbo, do you pay attention to the details? Are your fingernails painted a particularly bright color, matching with your lips? Can you imagine putting all that effort with a smile into simply looking your best? The most sexy, wonderfully naive you can be. And there's a bit of confusion about bimbos as well. They're not all horny sluts, as it were. Most of them are simply a bit unaware of that whole sex thing. And why would they? There's no need for them to think about any of it, or anything for that matter. Letters are so complex and sentences seem to run on forever while you listen more and more, and as you do so, you may wonder where this is going, because it is important to pay attention to the lack of attention that your mind has, and yet there is something different happening in your thoughts as well. Because you are listening without listening, thinking without thinking, and as you do so, it becomes a wonderfully confusing sensation, and one that can surprise you with how deep it goes. Because your thoughts, feelings, how you look, how you sound, is all part of becoming a beautiful bimbo. And as you listen more and more, letting yourself fall, flow, flutter, sink and glide, drifting into the state that you may wonder why you enjoy it so much, and you become even more attractive. Others may sexualize you for your naive, frivolous, and, well, less intelligent behavior. As they say, though, ignorance is bliss, isn't it? And you feel so happy inside. A blissful glow of beautiful bimbo thoughts. All you worry about right now is to make your look just a tiny bit better. That attention to detail here and there, where you make sure that you use the right bright colors, the lovely way of how you do yourself up, how you dress, how you move. Swaying your hips, for example, is very important. And the more you are rewarded, transformed into this beautiful bimbo, the more you feel the reward as well. It's like a happy glow, a wonderful bright spark inside of you. And you can feel so good about yourself, allowing yourself to enjoy the simple, sexy, sweet things. Sometimes in moderation, and other times in blissful abundance. Isn't it much better to think about the simple things in life? The beauty of a sunset, or the sparkly nature of that one dress glittering in the light, shimmering, shining, pulling your thoughts even deeper. As your mind won't mind me taking it with me for a moment, for a while you enjoy this freedom of thought. No thoughts needed, simply letting yourself wander to wonder what it is, where they are, what they're doing, and why you're even thinking about anything other than clothing, makeup, movements, your pose, your way of attracting others. You might be completely unaware of how much you're attracting the people out there, and that's okay because it's so nice to just float through life, fluttering like an innocent butterfly from place to place. And as you flutter by, you may enjoy each little flower you touch. A smile that lasts for a while as the spark inside can help you feel why it is so good to be a bimbo. An unintelligent, blissfully naive, frivolous person. And you know, you can enjoy it as much and as often as you like. You don't need to do anything for it. It's a state of mind. A rather wonderful one. And I'm sure you can imagine that being allowed this feeling is quite the reward, isn't it? To feel this glow, this happiness, this warmth, this simplicity of simply surrendering to these baser needs. Because that's all they are. Basic, blissfully ignorant needs. Allow yourself to focus on the superficial. While your mind goes so very deep, your conscious is unconsciously aware of its superficiality. While your unconscious draws deeper and deeper simply to relax and let go, you can know that you know nothing. And knowing nothing is wonderfully simple, because if you don't know, you don't need to know, and that just means that you can go on and get on with everything else. that simplicity simply is the reward. So, I hope you don't mind me taking your mind away for a while and let it sink down until you find your mind again. That doesn't have to happen for a while, just take the time. Take all the time you need to enjoy it. If you really want to think, there's always a way. And even in your most confused and confuzzled, you know that it is a soft reset if you need it. You'll find it, and it'll help instantly. Until then, let your mind wonder when things happen far, far into the future, irrelevant right now. Light as a feather, sparkly, glitter, bright, color, shade, shape, movement. Let the sway of your hips show the warmth and happiness inside. Now, in a moment, this file will end. And when it does, you'll know how to feel. Of course, I'll tell you to wake, but what part of you wakes wasn't the same part that started listening, now is it? Or is it? I'm sure you don't mind either way. Wake.